Okay, case number 1, 21-355.
Yep, it's right there.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, counsel. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing, as well as if you could identify your witness?
Right, my name is Colin Milne, C-O-L-I-N-M-I-L-N-E, and I am representing the Commissioner of Emergency Services and Public Protection. And I have here Officer Martinez with Harper Police Department. And Elvis, sorry, Martinez.
Okay, thank you. All right, counsel, you may proceed with an opening statement if you'd like.
Thank you. I'm just trying to think, before we open, there is, I think, an automatic disqualifier in this case, so I think we would want to...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick up on that. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
Check your notes, Coach.
No.
Okay. Is that the conviction from 2019?
No, there's a pending, there are two pending felony convictions.
Oh, two pending felony. I totally missed that. I apologize. Okay. All right. Sir, are you aware you have two pending, two current convictions for felonies?
Yes.
Okay.
So, hang on, do you have two convictions for felonies or two pending?
Yes, yeah, pending.
Pending, but they're convictions.
No, they're pending felonies.
Pending felony actions.
Oh.
So they're not automatic disqualifiers.
Oh.
They would be if he was convicted.
If he was convicted. Okay. That's not an automatic, though. Of course.
But he can't.
Charges are pending, right?
Right. So he's innocent
until
proven
guilty.
Yes. I think we could proceed, but... If you're convicted on the felonies, your license would be revoked.
Yes, and okay. I understand that.
Okay. Do you still want to proceed? Because we will be taking that into consideration.
I do, and I understand that, and I would like to proceed still.
Okay.
But he will not be able to possess any firearms while under
Understood.
Do you understand that?
I understand, 100%.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, could he be in possession of a permit while being under pending?
And what he's doing here, that can be against him.
No, that's another very good point, Attorney.
And you don't have an attorney.
I don't know if you heard my opening remarks. Everything here is public record, so we will be asking you about those pending charges.
Okay.
And in that prosecution, the state would have ability to obtain any statements you make about those pending charges and use them against you.
Okay.
It's a Fifth Amendment issue.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I would caution you not to proceed, but...
Are you represented by counsel in your felony trials?
Yes.
We're ready to proceed if he would really would like to, but I just...
Now, what is the board's thoughts on whether he can have a permit while the pending charges?
The board historically has not issued permits.
Okay.
That's at least the case is that when someone has a pending disqualifier.
All right, I think the odds are very stacked against you. I hope we have disclosed that enough to you. We can proceed. You may want to consider your best interest based on all the foregoing I said to withdraw the case and apply for. Or you'd have to apply for a new permit after your case is disposed of, or we can proceed. Knowing you have a pending felony, you are going to be cross-examined on pending matters before the Superior Court in the state on your criminal charges, and that information will be able to be used against you in that case.
I understand.
You do understand?
Yes.
Would you like to consult your lawyer before you do this?
No.
I would strongly recommend you step out in the hall and call your criminal defense attorney.
Continue the case, though.
If I can get a short recess.
Okay. Sure, we can continue this briefly. We'll call the next case, and then we'll call you back in after you've talked to your attorney.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.